call up what I put down. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Call up what I put down. I put down many, many things. I put down many ideas that are not of interest to me. I mentally put down ideas that are not suitable for my thinking, that are not supportive of my positive attitude about life, my positive attitude about things that are desirable to be experienced in my life. I put them down. I don't put them out, so to speak. I don't recognize them as being good or bad or indifferent. I just put them down. It's like I am reading a book, and I start reading the book, and I find the book to be not satisfactory to my thinking, and I put it down. Now, I do not have the curiosity that says to me, what's the book about? How's it going to end? Maybe I should turn to the end of the book and see how it ends. But I don't do that, because then I have the string of that book in my consciousness. And I don't choose to have the string of anything in my consciousness which I do not find beneficial for me. I put them down. I pick up all those things that I find beneficial to me. I like to follow a sunbeam. Oh, that's so poetic. Yes, it is, isn't it? I like to follow a sunbeam. I like to look along a sunbeam as it's dancing down toward earth, bringing with it all the light and all the joy and all the mirth that is within it. And as I watch it coming forth, it seems to have a brand new birth in my eyes, in my ears, in my world. And it is something that will be, I know, a blessing to the earth, because it's my thought bringing it forth and giving it its wonderful birth. Yes, we do have the capacity within us to follow a sunbeam. We have the capacity within us to follow dreams, to follow whatever it is that we would like to have. How many times have you gone to a movie and or seen a video, and at first the video was dull and sort of not interesting? For some reason or other, they had to build up in the character the strength of the character to follow through with what it wanted to do. Well, now, actually, whenever we see a movie that is slow moving in the beginning, it is best just to leave the movie alone, because we are not interested in going through the slowness to achieve the final goal. Oh, you say, but the goal is so beautiful, it's so wonderful, it's so glorious. No. All the goal is, all the result is, it is the result of the character of the being in it. Now, the character of the being in a movie may be spelled out in the first couple of minutes of the movie, in the first couple of minutes of the video, and that's beautiful. But why should we spend our time listening to how they have gone through the machinations they have gone through to accomplish the goal that they have accomplished? Is this what we want to do? Or can we call up what I put down? What is it that you're to get from this book? What is it you're to get from this movie? What is it you're to get from this life of a person that you have? I call up what I put down. People call me so often on the phone, and they say, Dr. Byerly, I have a problem. Can you help me? Can you help me? And I say, no, I can't. And they say, well, that's stupid. You have the healing ministry, and you said you could help people. No. I said, we will work with you to help yourself. Now, if you would like me to see you whole and perfect, wow, I'm there right with you every moment of the way. And if you would like me to travel on your dreary journey to your unhappiness, to when you finally made up your mind, you're going to look at life differently and see it from the point of view of being whole and perfect, from the point of view of being wonderful and good, hey, Why should I go through your dreary journey to arrive at the point where you have arrived and then to go to the point where I am? You see, I call up what I put down. What did I put down? Am I going to call this up? Am I going to get into the aspect of life? Am I going to get into the aspect of thinking where the problems are, where all the difficulties are? Or am I going to put my heart on this on a sunbeam, and am I going to slide down that sunbeam and see its joy and its peace and its harmony and its love and its magic? Am I going to, from this upper view of the sunbeam, see all the earth magical and beautiful? Under the light of the sun, I look as the sun to all that I shine upon, and I see it good and very good. The sun doesn't see the world filled with problems. The sun just shines its own light and lives in its own light of seeing everything beautiful and good. The sun doesn't see a parched earth. The sun doesn't see burned crops. The sun doesn't see too much heat or too little heat. The sun only sees itself. It only sees its glorious self. And for the sun, everything is beautiful. The sun doesn't say, whoops, I'm shining too heavily upon the earth and I'm going to burn it up. Whoops, I'm not shining enough here or there and I must shine more. The sun doesn't do that. The sun always shines its perfect self. We say, well, the sun is not a human being. The sun is not something that we can think about in that term. So, oh, yes, it is. We are like a light. And whatever we shine upon, that's what we see. Now, I contest that if we ever see a problem on earth, it's because we have not put down who we really are. I call up what I put down. Who am I really? You see, if I am really light, and I look at something, the dimension of the light upon which I look at something is what I see. If I have a great deal of light, I see only myself, only my own purity, only my own goodness. If I have a limited amount of light, then I see all things as I have created them to be in their developmental stages. And yes, I can go through life enjoying the developmental stage with myself and with others as we become aware of who and what we are. But wouldn't it be much more interesting? Wouldn't it be much more interesting to call up what I put down, to put down brilliance, to put down genius, to put down unconditional love, to put down my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Wouldn't it be much more wonderful to do something of that nature? Wouldn't it be wonderful to look at the earth and see it through our eyes, through the light of our eyes that is so bright that all we see is a reflection of ourselves? My goodness, yes. Would we ever see anyone asking for help? No. Would we ever see anyone in need? No. Would we ever see anyone desiring something different than what they're presently experiencing? No. Everyone is presently experiencing exactly what they choose. And you and I, too. I'm experiencing exactly what I choose by the light that I shine forth. The more love I give out, the more love that I experience. The more light that I give out, the more wisdom, the more beauty, the more unconditional love that I give out into my world, the more unconditional love that I know. We have a choice. It's a wonderful choice. We have a choice of being what we are, shining it forth and being absolutely fantastic, or not. It's our choice. How are we going to turn up the rheostats in our consciousness of our light and our love, our beingness? The more love I give out to the world, the more love I experience. The more light I give out to the world, the more light I experience. And this is who I am. And this is who each of us is. We are the light we shine forth. We are the love we shine forth. We are whatever we choose to see. And that is not Pollyanna. That is reality. Listen closely to that. Apply it. And remember, call up what I put down. I can do no different. I call up love when I put down love. I call up joy when I put down joy. I call up success when I put down success. I call up my light, my beautiful, pure, brilliant light, when I put down my beautiful, brilliant, pure light. I love you. I love you. I love you.